This week's Ratoira is sponsored with Chus Yitzchok Moshe Vidrin by his parents and for Refua Shlema for Elazar ben Bela Felberbaum. The learning of the Dvar Torah is a Chus Reb Shalom Mordechai Alevi ben Rivka for Gula Kroiva min HaMeitzar el HaMerchav. This week we will discuss Yutes Kislev. Year after year, Reb Nochum, the Alter Rebbe's grandson, would relate with great detail all the events which took place during the stormy time of the Alter Rebbe's arrest. He would describe the background, the libelous accusation the Misnagdim brought to the Tsarist authorities, and their celebration of the Alter Rebbe's arrest. Reb Nochum would then go on to tell of the Alter Rebbe's stay in prison, his geula, the way the good news spread, and then the Rebbe's return trip from Peterburg, where the prison was located, to Liozhna. When he spoke of the arrest, his voice would drop as if he were weeping. When he described the liberation, his voice would rise with the simcha of a remembered victory. Like the Megillah reading on Purim, he would tell it once at night and again by day. Moreover, if one of the dignified elder chassidim would join the gathering after he had begun, he would go back to the very beginning and start all over again. After his release from prison, the Alter Rebbe wrote a letter to the Tzaddik Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev, praising Hashem for the incredible nes which he had even amazed the Goyish ministers. And he concludes, "On Tuesday, Yutes Kislev, the Yortzeit of our holy Rebbe, the Mezitcher Magid, as I was reading the Pasuk in Tilim, Podo v'shalom nafshi, I was freed in peace." After the Geula of the Alter Rebbe, the Chassidim wanted to write a Megillas Yutes Kislev to be read each year, and they prepared a draft to present to the Alter Rebbe. The matter was kept a secret until they traveled to Liozhna, where they asked for permission. The Alter Rebbe did not give his consent and told them, "This day will be established as a Yom Tov amongst Yidden, in which Hashem's name will be glorified, and thousands of Yidden will be aroused to tshuva and avodah." The Rebbe writes, "Yutes Kislev is a day of our bringing and taking on good achlotas towards establishing times to study Nigla and Chassidus publicly and strengthening the ways of Chassidim in true friendship. It is customary to divide the Shas for learning according to the procedure set out in Igeres HaKodesh." In the beginning of Tofresh Pei Aleph, the Friedeker Rebbe, his mother Rebbe Sterno Sara, his three daughters, and many Bachrim became very ill. The doctors said that the Friedeker Rebbe's situation was terrible, but Baruch Hashem on Yutes Kislev, his health took a turn for the better. The Friedeker Rebbe, instead of Farbringing, wrote letters to the Tmimim and Anash, in which he wrote, "On this holy day, which is Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus and for accepting Oil Malchus Shamayim, each person should do his Avodah properly and beg Hashem to strengthen him to go in the way of the Alter Rebbe. On this day, as the Alter Rebbe stands in front of Hashem, asking for us and our children that we be strong Begashmius Uberuchnius, one should give tzedakah to the Moistis following the will of the Alter Rebbe. Every person, young and old, should take upon himself to learn Torah every day, each according to his level, and should accept the Oil Malchus Shemayim for the entire year. Know that on this day all of the Rebbeim from the Baal Shem Tov are helping us. Be very careful with this day because it is holy. L'chaim v'levracha." The Alter Rebbe said regarding Yutes Kislev, "He who will rejoice in my simcha, I will take him out min hametzar el hamerchav, from distress to relief, from gashmius to ruchnius, and out of Gehenim." The Tzemach Tzedek explained that rejoicing in my simcha means to hold on to the door handle, the klamke, which is accomplished through learning Torah and through doing avodah. The Chassid Reb Eisel Humler described the Alter Rebbe's first Sudas Haidah for Yutes Kislev, which was held in Liadi in Tav Kuf Samach Peis. During Tishrei that year, the Rebbe was extremely joyful and mentioned to those close to him that he had not yet made a Sudas Haidah for his geula as is required according to halacha. The Chassidim understood that the coming Yutes Kislev would be something special. At the beginning of Kislev, we, the young Chassidim of Hummel, Babroisk, and the surrounding villages, put together whatever money we had, hired a wagon, and bought a dozen pair of volikas, felt-lined winter boots. Together we set out on foot, though from time to time we took turns resting on the riding wagon. As we passed through different towns, we were joined by many more Chassidim, and on Thursday of Parshas Vayishlach, a group totaling 8 minyanim arrived in Liadi. That Shabbos was the most joyous Shabbos ever experienced by Chassidim. The Rebbe said three maimorim, one before Kabbalah Shabbos, another early Shabbos morning, and a third maimor after Mincha. We chazered the maimorim many times under the guidance of the Chozrim, carefully recalling the words of the Rebbe. On Sunday and Monday, people began arriving from far and near, from dozens of towns and villages. The townsmen of Liadi announced that all the guests would receive meals without charge for the entire week until after the forthcoming Shabbos. Even some of the Goyisha townsmen took part in the Achnosas Orchim, and tens of them even cleared out their houses to make room for the guests to sleep. The manager of the estates of Count Lubomirsky announced that every single day a shipment of food will be delivered to the Chassidim from the Count's estates, including 1,200 kilograms, over 2,600 pounds of flour for bread, 3 cows, and a few calves for Shechita. In addition, he would deliver a number of wagonloads of hay for the travelers' horses. On Tuesday, Yutes Kislev, we davened in both the small and large Bati Midrashim, as well as in all the other Bati Midrashim in town. Wherever one went, it was packed with people. It was announced that after an early Mincha Gedoila, everyone should gather in the large courtyard of the Beis Medish where the Rebbe would say a Maimer. The courtyard was packed with people, and in the center of the large Beis Medish, the big Bima was set up with a long table on it. Suddenly, Reb Shmuel Eliyahu der Hezeriker, the horse one, so-called in reference to his loud roar, announced that the Rebbe would soon be arriving and everyone should be silent. His Shah was able to shake the entire room. Soon a group of broad-shouldered younger light arrived, and like strings they slipped through the packed crowd, creating a broad pathway from the door to the bima in just a few short minutes. As soon as the Rebbe appeared at the door, we were overcome by a dreadful awe with an innermost reverence, and we heard the Rebbe singing to the words Se'eno Oreeno. The Rebbe was accompanied by his brothers on either side of him, then a third brother and two known elders behind them. His three sons followed with the Samach Tzedek behind them. Approaching the steps leading up to the Bima, the Rebbe began the Nigun Keliyata, ascended the Bima, and then sat down at the table together with those who were with him. As the Rebbe sang the Nigun, the inner Islavos of all those present grew from moment to moment, and the silence echoing the Beis Medrash threw upon us an innermost fright. The Rebbe then began the Maimer, beginning with a Pasuk Pado V'Sholem Nafshi. When he completed his Maimer, we all burst out in a joyful Nigun. In the smaller Yechidus Beis Medrash, a table had been set for a Sudas Haidah, which was only attended by the Rebbe, his sons and brothers, and a few select Ziknei Hasidim. In the winter of Tovrei Samach Beis, the Rebbe Rashab was in Moscow in an effort of Pidyon Shvuyim to annul a libel and free Yidden who were taken captive. His undertaking was successful, but he did not want to leave until they were actually freed. On Matzah Shabbos Yud Gimel Kislev, the Friyidik Rebbe called together a meeting with a committee of the older Bachrim of Timchi Tmimim, which led many functions in the yeshiva. After the meeting, they were told that it was doubtful whether the Rebbe Rashab would return to Lubavitch for Yutes Kislev, but the schedule would nonetheless go on as planned. On Leil Shabbos, all the Talmidim would have their Suda in the main Zal together with their Mashpiyim and Rosh Yeshiva, and another Suda on Matzah Shabbos. Some privileged Bachrim would join a special Farbringen with the Friyidik Rebbe, which would take place on Sunday night. Hearing that the Rebbe Rashab may not be in Lubavitch for Yutes Kislev had a strong impression on the older Bachrim, and even brought tears to the eyes of some. The Friyidik Rebbe relates, a few days before Yutes Kislev, the honorary Orchim and Talmidim of nearby Lubavitch Yeshivas began arriving in Lubavitch, and there was still a hope that my father would return in time. On Thursday morning, some Chassidim discussed the possibility of either asking the Rebbe to come in from Moscow, or that the Chassidim travel to him, though this was highly improbable for they lacked traveling papers. As the hours elapsed, the cloud of sadness grew, especially since the Rebbe had not been in Lubavitch the previous Yutes Kislev. Thursday night at 8:30 p.m., a letter arrived from my father, the Rebbe. At 9:30, I entered the Zal and announced that we have merited receiving a holy letter which explains the meaning of the approaching Tif, and that it will be read on the Chag HaGeula. Hearing this, the spirits of the Chassidim were raised, and with great longing they anticipated the hour when the letter would be read. On Erev Shabbos after Mincha, I instructed that everyone should learn Chassidus. After learning for an hour and a half, we davened Kabbalah Shabbos, and then everyone returned to their places ready to hear the special letter. I ascended the Bima together with the two Mashkichim and read the letter word by word. It reads in part, Yutes Kislev, the Yomtif on which the light and Chayis of our Neshama was given to us, is Rosh Hashanah Lachsidis, and is the completion of the true intent of man's creation to reveal the light of the secrets of our Holy Torah. On this day we must awaken an innermost desire that Hashem illuminate our Neshama with the light of His inner Torah. I daven to Hashem that the Pnimius, the essence of our neshama, should shine, so that our entire being be dedicated to Hashem, and all bad midas be chased out, so that everything we do in service of Hashem and in worldly matters should be for Hashem's sake. Everyone stood and listened with shining faces, and as I finished, they broke out with a joyous niggin. L'shana toiva b'limud achsidus uv'darkei achsidus tikasevu v'seichasemu.